working on Wall Street is not as lucrative as it was even a year ago. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. Wall Street pay is expected to fall this year. That's according to an annual report today by the consulting firm Johnson Associates. These projections are based on how much financial firms have tucked away for their employees' base compensation, benefits, and bonuses. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looked into this. Tracy, whose bonuses are getting hit and by how much?
Well, Johnson Associates expects bonuses to drop 5 to 10% this year. That's the first time since 2011 that payouts are supposed to fall across the industry. But, you know, it's worth noting that a bonus is still a bonus, and lots of us don't get them at all. Last year, the average Wall Street bonus was over $170,000. But this report expects some workers to be hit harder than others. Debt traders, for example, might see their bonuses drop 10 to 20%.
But why these declines this year?
They are a bit surprising. Alan Johnson is the founder of the company that puts out this report. He told the New York Times that many in the industry had been expecting a rebound. But, you know, global growth has been slow. European banks have been laying off staff. Things have been a bit better at American banks. But recent earning reports have been very mixed. And new regulations mean some firms have to set aside more money to protect against future financial crises. On the other hand, it's been a really busy time for mergers and acquisitions. Lots of companies buying each other, partnering up. So it's a good time for people who work on those deals. Their bonuses may be 15 to 20% higher this year.
Higher. All right. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson. Thank you. Let's do the numbers. London's 100-share index is up by less than a tenth percent. The Dow future is flat, but S&P and NASDAQ futures are down. In the U.S., cigarette sales had been in steep decline for years with public information campaigns and high cigarette taxes at play. But there's news cigarette sales are up this year. An improving economy is to blame. And as Sally Herships reports, so are cheaper gas prices.
This could be a big year for big tobacco. And oddly, part of the reason is because of what's happening at gas stations. You may not be allowed to smoke there, but you can shop for cigarettes. Dan Wood is a tobacco analyst at Morningstar. He says 70% of cigarettes are sold at convenience stores,
where people are also often getting gas.
And this year, gas prices are low.
So when gas prices come down, people have a little bit more money in their pocket. They feel a little bit more comfortable spending that money,
which can lead to an increase in cigarette sales. This year, the number of cigarettes Altria sold, that's the parent company of Philip Morris, went up by about 1.5%. You might think that's not a big deal, but hold on.
May not sound like a lot, but when you're used to seeing 3 to 4% declines every year, that's actually really strong.
But Wood says it's very likely this bump in sales is just temporary. These aren't new smokers buying cigarettes. These are old customers, the ones who are already addicted. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Under pressure, the U.S. has increased the number of visas it gives to refugees from 70,000 to about 85,000 a year. The U.S. spends $1 billion annually resettling refugees, which is a complex undertaking that can take years. Caitlin Esch from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty team spends time with a caseworker who helps refugees settle into their new lives.
Arpina Chobanian climbs into a rental car and sets the GPS for Los Angeles International Airport.
Enter zip code.
She's going to greet a young refugee couple, newlyweds from Iraq. Chobanian is a case manager with the International Institute of Los Angeles, a local partner of a national resettlement agency that contracts with the State Department. Chobanian knows what the newcomers are going through. She arrived in Los Angeles as a refugee herself 8 years ago.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Like you are living in fear for an unknown future.
Chobanian is also from Iraq. In 2004, she fled the war, moving to Syria with her three daughters. The family waited 4 years to get refugee status. When the time finally came, Chobanian packed a few small suitcases and donated the rest of her belongings to an orphanage.
At the last moment when I step in the aeroplane, I feel that I'm safe. When I saw the American flag,
case managers like Chobanian are the first faces refugees see when they arrive in the U.S. They help refugees apply for public assistance, open bank accounts, and look for jobs. Seemingly small tasks that make a crucial difference, according to Chobanian's boss, Lillian Alba.
And some of these families don't even know how to, you know, shop. They don't know about supermarkets. They need to be introduced to foods that they've never seen. So having that basic foundation to them is critical.
The State Department pays resettlement agencies like ALBA's $2,025 per refugee. Part of that goes toward administrative costs, and part of it is cash for refugees. Then there are the interest-free loans that refugees get to travel to the U.S., which they start paying back after 6 months. Last year, ALBA's case managers helped 460 refugees settle around Los Angeles. This year, she anticipates more.
Attention Los Angeles International Airport travelers.
Back at the airport, Chobanian holds a sign with the names of the Iraqi couple. When they finally emerge, she greets husband and wife in Arabic with a huge smile.
Marhaba. Ahla wa sahlan.
Tomorrow, after they get over their jet lag, Chobanian will visit them and share some practical advice, like how to enroll in health insurance and use the bus system. I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.
Developers need to build a lot of houses and apartments to keep up with demand these days. That requires a lot of 2x4s and plywood. Well, news broke on Sunday that lumber giant Weyerhaeuser is buying rival Plum Creek Timber for just under $8.5 billion. The stock was down on Friday, and everybody who sold that day for whatever reason is going to feel like a dope. Plum Creek's stock is up 19% in pre-market trading right now. Weyerhaeuser stock is down 2% with about 2.5 hours to go before formal trading begins. From Montclair State University in New Jersey, as our New York Bureau gets an overhaul, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.